Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. The person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. You got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you home. Everybody has a season. And I believe this one's yours. Cause you've been working, waiting. This what you've been praying for.
Going to get your blessing. You got to get your portion. You got to know what your portion is and what is not your portion. Going to get your portion.
Come on, I need to revive.
good news. That's the promise. Good news. Good news. Hallelujah. You got to know what your portion is. Your portion is good news. Your portion is surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. I don't care where you go. A lot of folks in jail right now, but they don't know that goodness and mercy follow them right on up in there. Gonna protect them. Gonna see their way in and see their way out. Good news. You got good news following you. And remember, all things are working together for your good. You know why? Because you love the Lord and you have a calling on your line. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're on this United States Memorial Day, a day that America is remembering their dead and their faithful ones and those that have fought in battles. This is a time that America is celebrating it. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad we're a worldwide ministry. We don't pick certain days. We acknowledge them all. We'll not be judged by holidays that's going on in Europe or France or even America. We're all about the Word of God, brothers and sisters. So welcome again to the Word at Noon. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll remember Sister Gloria and her family in prayer, her children and grandchildren. In such a time of bereavement. And then we're going to get into the lesson. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. That's your portion. Amen. And our portion is good news. It's good health. And you know it, and then when I look back over that song and think back on that song, also, good news is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, and temperance. That's good news. Amen,
yeah.
Amen. The scripture I like to open up with is coming from Romans 8, verses 28 and 29. And we know that all things work together for good to them that God, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, thanking you for this day, thanking you for the broadcast and the listeners and our pastor as he teaches the word and those that are listening by internet. Father God, we bring Sister Gloria to you, not only her, but her entire family, her children, her grandchildren, the entire family, and also the Beasley family, the entire Beasley family also. Father God, we know that you're a comforter. We're praying for comfort for her at a time such as this, Father God. Lord, we know you working things out for her good. I know a lot of times when things like this happen, we can't see that, but we're going to pray for her strength. We're praying for her guidance, praying for her peace, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you would be with anyone that's going through any type of thing like that today, Father God. And ask that you be with those that are in the hospital. We're still praying for Mr. George, Father God. You know, Lord, we're just praying that your will be done, Father God. We know you are in control. Be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. We're praying for more wisdom, more knowledge, and understanding of your word. As Pastor teaches this word, Father God, open up our hearts to receive the word of God. Now, Lord, we ask that you will be with all those who are bereaved, be with those who are going through, be with all those who are sick and shut in, and have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We're so happy for Pastor giving us such a awesome prayer. I just thank God for her and her wisdom and how she walked before God. I just want everybody to know that. Okay. Again, thank you, Pastor, for a profound prayer. We want to also put ourselves in agreement with those that we're keeping in mind of prayer, that especially Gloria, who I've known, golly, known her about as long as I've known Pastor.
Amen.
But anyway, she's grieving, and my heart goes out to her. I'm going to try to reach back after her again today. But however, we're talking from the book of Hebrews, and it's so much here to cover. Hopefully this week we'll finish our summary of the book so that everybody will have a good, I know you said, well, you should go through it before you have a summary. No, you need to know what this is going to be about. Because out of all the books in the Bible, the more I studied the book of Hebrews, the more I realized, people, we have missed it. We have truly missed it. I mean, we have missed a total turnaround. That's what this book says to me, a total turnaround. And why people want to still practice the old, well, I know, because the God of this world have blinded their mind. But when God said that he had spoke in time past in several manners, including to our fathers, our forefathers, and in time past, he had talked to us through prophets. But he says, in these last days, I'm speaking to you directly from my son. Man, you got to get hold of that, brothers. I'm telling you, man. Because in these last days, he has spoken unto us, by his son. So forget that old way. God's going to do a whole new thing, brothers and sisters, if we'll jump on there. Why? Because he being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. They don't get it don't get any better than that. Nobody could represent God. Christ did. And he's superior to angels, to prophets, to patriarchs, to our fathers. He's better than the prophets. And we're going to discuss that. We might throw a couple of them in there this week. We may talk about how Christ is truly the spokesman for God in a lot of ways. And today I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll just, well, we'll go over these scriptures another time, but I'm just going to give you all a panorama view. I said a summary of some of the things that we're going to talk about. So I'm going to ask her to read these scriptures out of King James just for time constraint, and so we'll keep it moving. So I hate to throw stuff out here and y'all say, well, what are you talking about? Well, I think the very first scripture we're going to deal with is Isaiah 28 and 10. Now, this is going to cement what the first verse and first chapter of the book of Hebrews talking about Isaiah 28:10. And we're going to probably go on real rapid here as well.
All right, Pastor. Isaiah 28:10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Amen.
Amen. So there's many parts in many ways. It's what Hebrews 1:1 is talking about. So, and we'll get into that. But it's sound doctrine. Here a little. Well, actually, we'll get into that. Also, in Acts 10:43. These are going to be scriptures that we're going to talk about this week, brothers and sisters. I'm kind of like laying it out here for you. Some of them, not all of them now. Don't be trying to hold me. I thought Evander Ursula showed up, but then something must have happened. She got off, but praise be to God. Okay, you want to read that for us, Pastor Bale?
Yes, Pastor. Acts 10:43. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Amen.
So, that's what Hebrews 1:1 is talking about. This has been a plan. The priesthood had been planned prior to. And we're going to look at one scripture in particular. That's Ephesians 2:7, but we're going to look at some others.
Ephesians 2:7, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Just for the record, I said I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to go, I got to do this one. I want you to read that at the Messenger Bible as well.
All right, Pastor. In the message Bible. Ephesians 2:7. Now God has us where he wants us with all the time in the world and the next to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Amen.
See how we missed that? I mean, did you really hear that, brothers and sisters? God, he's been waiting to shower this grace on us. He's been waiting to just give us everything he had. Couldn't wait hardly to, I mean, he waited, but it's like God was just, man, he wanted to show us. You got to see the excitement here when you read this scripture. There's excitement going on.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Go back and read it from the King James. No, I want you all to see this. See, so then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want you to have faith in this stuff, man. Preacher won't do the book of Hebrews and the book of Revelation. Not in its entirety. They'll go and pick a few scriptures like Hebrews 11. We're talking about faith. It's 40 of those. 40 of those examples, which we needed. That's how important faith is. It gave you 40 of them. And some of them, they said, we can't even talk about it, so many of them. But they did put you 40 there.
All right. Amen.
40 examples. That's how important faith is in the book of Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Pastor.
Okay, Ephesians 2:7 from the King James, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it is.
It's like he couldn't wait. He wanted to show us how much he really cared for us, how much he truly loved us. But Christ had to give him first, because it had to come through Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get excited when I see things like that. It's like God is saying, oh, man, I've been wanting to show you guys this so much. I've been wanting you all to know this. I want y'all to know what I got going on down through the ages. He did all this through Christ out of his own generosity to give in order to show his, to show. When you want to show somebody something, anybody feeling that? When you want to show somebody something, how his extreme richness, how kind he could be, how glorious he could be. He wanted to show us what's going to happen in the world today. He said, I'm going to give y'all this over here so you'll have something to hold on to. The reason he said over there in Hebrews, one of the things he warned us over there in Hebrews 10, we'll go there. It's a couple places, but I know Hebrews, we'll go to Hebrews 4:14, and also Hebrews 10:23. So let's go to Hebrews 4. And did you read that? Well, I say 14, Pastor.
Yes. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Amen.
And then Hebrews 10:35 pretty much says the same thing. This is serious business, man. I'm going to need more time with Hebrews 10. Because I'm going to tell you so much there. I said Hebrews 10:35. But you have to. It pretty much says the same thing. But I think it's there. Let me go back and see here. Have a friend with that. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Amen.
Yeah, that's why he says hold on to your confession. Whatever you're confessing, hold on to that. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Amen.
It great recompense. You're going to get rewards for that. If you just hold on to it. That's what you got to do.
Amen.
To say what the word of God say about you. No matter what else going on, you hold on to that. See, there's a whole lot of stuff going on in 10 because of what was going on. He had already told us in the 4th chapter to hold on, but then he come back in and says the same thing. But 10:23.
Okay. 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Amen.
Yeah. See, the reason you want to hold on, brothers and sisters, there's several reasons you want to hold on. If for no other reason, because he is faithful, that promise. Now, let me tell you what, it don't get no better than that. If God tells you it's going to rain, Get your umbrella. He's going to be faithful in you. You don't have to look no farther. You see the sun every day. He's faithful. He don't care about what you do. He let the moon show. You realize God could just put shells on the sun and say, okay, for your behavior, I'm going to shut it down. Because God has shown people in the past that he's able to shut down. You know what a famine is? God allowed famine to come. Man, let me tell you what. When God lets Satan take over, believe me, he'll kid you. But God's holding this stuff together. He's giving warning signs. But most of all, brothers and sisters, God wants you to hold on to your profession. See? And we're going to talk about not to cast away your confidence. These are warnings. He telling us don't draw back. Then I like Hebrews 12:1, which a lot of preachers preach. Lay aside every weight of sin that's so easy to get us. That's anything that's not in God's ordinance, anything that does not agree with God, lay it aside. And it mainly flesh, brothers and sisters, flesh. That's why no flesh won't glory in his sight. All this fleshly stuff, man, it ain't gonna glory in the sight of God. You can forget it. They gonna brag about what they church and what they did. That's flesh. That won't hold water with God.
Amen.
Now I know people don't want to hear that, but all of what you doing and how you doing this and you doing that and you doing this for your church, it ain't a whole water with God. Sorry.
Say that.
It ain't gonna hold water. You can glory all you want to. It won't do you no good when you stand before God. It's so much that we got to hold on to because, see, the enemy wants you to glory in this flesh.
And stop
glorying in Christ. Man, these people had gotten some good news, but they had gotten some disturbing news because, and I'm just going to share a little bit which we'll really get into this, but we got to get into the book of Hebrews like never ever before because that's where the church is at. God said, I'm speaking to you now through Christ. So we need to hear what Christ got to say about all this stuff. He said, I ain't dealing with your forefathers. I ain't doing that. He said, I'm dealing with you now. So he starts off, and especially when you get to like the 10th chapter, and then you begin to learn that, hey, man, you got to start worshiping God in heaven. You got to seek those things above where Christ sit. I mean, you know, you got to do all this stuff. And these people had got onto this revelation that, hey, man, we're going to stay focused now. We're not going back to the temple. There's no need. It's pointless. Why are we going to do that? And God said, but now draw near with a true heart in assurance of that faith, having your heart sprinkled, talking about your spirit, from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with the pure water, talking about the word of God. Then he says, now to hold on to fast, got to do it fast, the profession of your faith without wavering. For it is faithful that promised. So God is going to do what he promised. You got to do what you promised. And if you're going to be one with them, you got to hold on. So these people had gotten to a place. They said, well, you know what? Why are we coming up here? Well, they got to have a problem with them coming up there. The problem was this. They had gotten the revelation knowledge that God wasn't doing no more temple worshiping. See, when the temple got written in Jerusalem, those people were devastated.
All right,
man. Y'all ain't never seen that. The Hebrew book of Hebrews bring that out. Those people were devastated. Not like, and these people, they start right back trying to build a temple. And they've been building more temples. And then they use the scripture like the 25th verse to try to explain it. not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exalting, they never get to that part, exalting one another, exalting one another, so much the more as you see the day of, well, they don't know what's going on there. See, these people have got the knowledge that, hey, man, we got to seek those things above where Christ is. We don't need this down here. But then God said, okay, now pump the brakes. You still need to fellowship with one another. Yeah.
Right, all right.
He still wanted to fellowship. He said, don't stop gathering together now because you know you ain't got to go to the temple. Don't stop gathering together. You need to stay close to other believers. Because some of them, they stop there. Hey, we don't need this. But they forgot they need the fellowship. That's the thing, brothers and sisters. But that don't mean you have to start making religion and start going into a building and all of this garbage.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He throw down the middle walls of petition. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, man. Now, I don't know what it looked like to you, but where two or more gathered together in my name, like they were in the upper room, when, now I'm going to tell you something, I'm going to give y'all a little nugget today. Everybody may not get this, I may say it again, but I'm going to give y'all a nugget today. When Jesus met for the New Testament church, go find out where he met it. When they were talking about the things really of God, see, the new church, see where were they meeting at? Acts 5:42 said they went from house to house. When Jesus told them, said, because we couldn't have this meeting, you're going to see a coat tied. Bring him to me. He didn't, and he rode into Jerusalem, but he didn't go to the temple.
All right.
See, you got to see this stuff, see? I want you to see what's really going on. These people have became devastated, brothers and sisters, because now there's no need to worship, do no temple worshiping. So they said, you know what, we don't need to do this. So they went on, and they had a lot of wisdom. They had a lot of knowledge. Mm-hmm. But God wanted them to remain faithful. And in order to do that, they had to communicate with each other, because if not, that old stinking devil, we're going to slip in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, say that.
And if you don't believe that, you read this thing, and he said, now as the day draw near or that day approaches, it's going to be necessary to hold on to your confession. It's going to be necessary so you can remain faithful, so you can keep the hope alive.
Mm-hmm.
So when he said the assembling of yourselves together, some folks said, stop. That's what you ought to find out. Why did they stop? What was the reason? They had justifiable reason. But everybody ain't that strong.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can't bear it alone. So
he was explaining
to them how important it was that they have fellowship one with another.
Mm-hmm.
But never did he tell you to go in no church, go and make no church. That would be a lie from the pits of hell. That ain't what that says. See, all you got to do is just read what it says. You ain't gotta add nothing to take away nothing. But don't be adding stuff ain't there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, anyway, those are some of the things we're going to hit on this week. It's mainly going to be about the book of Hebrews. We're going to take a few minutes. Anybody like to have anything to say at this point, you can. Pastor, if you have anything you'd like to share with us.
Yes, Pastor, I just wanted to read that from the Message Bible, Hebrews 10. And verses 20, start with 22 through 25. It says, so let's do it full of belief, confidence, that we're presentable inside and out. Let's keep a firm grip on the promise that keeps us going. He always keeps his word. Let's see how inventive we can be in encouraging, love, and helping out, not avoiding worshiping together as some do, but spurring each other on, especially as we see the big picture day approaching. I'm sorry, the big day approaching. Amen. I had picture on my mind because you have to see the whole picture. You can't just do part of it, but you have to grasp the whole picture.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen. See, because he's talking about this new and living way, which he had consecrated us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, his own body. And the Bible says he's becoming that great high priest. So let us draw near to that truth.
Yeah.
And it ain't for any and everybody, brothers and sisters. You got to hear this thing, man. We may go over this week, but you got to have your heart sprinkled from an evil conscience.
All right.
So this ain't for everybody. You get down there in that 25th verse, you must have forgot that they're talking about people who've had their heart or their spirit sprinkled from an evil conscience. Yeah, you got people down there, they evil. They think of forsaking the not to assemble. They got an evil conscience. They ain't been sprinkled yet. See, when you get sprinkled, you don't see it that way. You don't see no building. You see what the word of God is saying.
Yes, amen, amen.
Yeah, you see it from God's perspective. And that's what I'm talking about anyway, developing the godly thinking. That's what the book of Hebrews is going to do. It's going to teach you to develop a godly thinking or a godly way of thinking.
Amen, amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Godly way of thinking.
Yeah.
We may have to touch on that a little bit because the scripture that comes to mind is Philippians 4, let's see, 4 through 9. But then you think about the book of Hebrews and you add that with what's going on. Well, matter of fact, I done said it, so let's go and hit on it for a minute. We won't say, this is called after study. So for those that got to go, I understand, no problem. Pastor, hang in here with me for a minute. We going to eat some later. I ain't even cooking today, so that don't mean nothing, brothers and sisters. I'm just saying, I can be in the woods. Goddamn, I'm hungry for the word today. Everybody may not be there, and I understand. But in the fourth verse, and I'll read it out of the King James Version. I don't have a problem with it. It says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. He's at hand, his presence. Be careful for nothing, but in every by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And I get to the ninth verse. Well, the eighth verse says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned with the D-E-D, and received with the E-D, and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Got to develop that way of thinking. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, celebrate God all day. Every day. I mean, revel in him. Make it as clear as you can, all you meet, that you're on their side, working with them and not against them. Help them see that the master is about to arrive. He could show up any minute. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concern. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displays worry at the center of your life. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you all do best filling your mind and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmony. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah. See, and let me tell you, focus on that eighth verse. Because now, out of everything I've told you, ain't talking about keeping your heart through Christ Jesus through the Spirit. Now, that way you're going to get the God mind, or you're going to develop it, because it's through Christ Jesus, not Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus, where being resurrected. And now you got to start developing this God will thinking. Got to develop that. So he said, whatsoever things are true. Make sure the stuff you're dealing with is true.
Yeah.
Whatsoever things are honest. Be honest. I'm not talking about this stuff. But anyway, thank you so much. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
It's all good. Hey, Pastor, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Pastor.
On tomorrow for the work.